Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like.
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just
Yes,
wrong
they
and
are.
evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you
Ugh.
something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time, poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean,
Okay, I
okay?
know you do.
Okay. So, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues?
Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before.
And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health, their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs, and we all want that, right?
It's called Superfood Complete.
Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods that are vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason D. Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits.
That's right. My dogs love it. My little picky dog, my boss dog, Twombly, is finally eating. And I've tried everything. I mean, I've tried prosciutto, people.
So go to badlandsranch.com/frangela and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to Badlands. That's Badlands ranch.com/frangela today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-Al.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the
awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself. And they've expanded way beyond underwear, too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at TomboyX.com. That's TomboyX.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to
The Final Word.
The Final Word with Frangela.
The Final Word.
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 Bye! Sort of.
Yeah.
It's the final word, sort of.
Almost.
We switched the order this week because, of course, it didn't make sense to do the podcast while people were voting yesterday.
Yeah.
So it is Wednesday morning. And, okay, my wild dream, of course, did not come true.
It did not come
true.
But
we all knew my wild dream was going to come true, even me. My wild dream was that at 3 o'clock yesterday, all the news anchors would come out and go, you know what? It's just over. It's Biden. We're just calling it. And that would be it. But, of course, that couldn't happen because the polls weren't even closed. But where we are, I say broadly, just easily, mm-hmm. is not done.
No, it's just not done. Now, I could talk to you about where I'm at emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm running on 1 hour of sleep, and that's because my husband made me get in the bed at 6 a.m.
Well, what's convenient about that arrangement is if the Republicans win, he'll be able to make you do everything.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. And he was just like, honey, just come, just get in the bed. Then I walked over here on my own steam because
I am
in a state. And here's, I know that
I'm actually calmer than I was yesterday.
You know what? I'm calmer than I was last night.
Mm-hmm.
The red mirage did attack me. It got me. I'm going to tell you something. When I saw Trump get to 213,
mm-hmm.
it paralyzed me.
And here's the deal. It shouldn't have.
And it shouldn't
because,
have.
And I think this is where... broadly, I want to say, I've grown to love my Nicole D. Wallace. I was so grateful to her in a commentary on MSNBC last night because she said it very early you could feel the sort of disappointment,
mm-hmm.
and she kept just saying it, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and she's like, Florida was a lovely dream.
It was never going to happen.
Dream, but the reality is, and then they showed the history of it and how the Democrats have successfully taken Texas, a lovely dream, but we've come that much closer in the
That's
next election.
Right.
If we here's the deal that needs to happen, and I do get mad at the Obama administration for not doing this enough after he won,
mm-hmm.
that and I was pundits yesterday were, you know, called out and thankfully gave credit to people like Stacey Abrams, Andrew Gillum, and Beto O'Rourke, because what they did is in the past people have won or lost and then just sort of left.
That's
but
right.
What all of those people did is they lost their elections, but they went back and they kept building that organization.
Yes.
And that is what we need to do, because that is how you get Texas to be purple, which it is damn close to
it's
being.
It's so close.
And that is when you start to get change how we vote in this country. So I feel like that happened in this cycle, and I feel good about that.
There are a lot of good things that are happening, that are going to happen. Biden is going to take the presidency. That's going to happen.
The thing is that it's just, and I actually think... Okay, so let's start with that, and then we'll move on.
Yeah.
So right now, we're waiting on 7 states that are going to decide the race. And it looks like, importantly, Wisconsin, he leads right now, but by like 20,000 votes or something. But they think that could be decided today. Yeah. That's one of those today ones.
That's great. And then also, you know, we're waiting on, you know, I'm really hoping for Arizona here.
I think the people have been calling Arizona. Fox News, I believe, called Arizona.
Yeah, well, this is the thing that kills me. Last night, the White House then got involved and said, you cannot give Arizona to Biden.
Well, but we can take the whole thing when we feel like it.
Yes!
See, this is the problem with statements. And we, you know, Trump has started, he spoke at 2:30 a.m. this morning and let us all know that votes need to stop being counted.
Yes.
Let me explain to you what I love about Donald Trump. And this is the one thing I love about him, because he says the thing that a child says, mm-hmm. that we all want. Yeah, I'd like the game to end while I'm winning.
Yeah.
That's always when you want the game to end.
That's not the rules, bitch.
Not the rules, but you're not even winning right now.
No.
Like, if we stop, yeah, sure, let's stop right now. Let's stop right now with the count the way it is, because then Biden wins.
Yep.
So it's for him, the ridiculousness of claiming we need to stop counting votes, I've won, when you're behind, is even dumber. But on top of it, I think that Michigan, I think, is going to go for Biden. I'm not saying it's going to be this overwhelming thing, but the votes that are left are Wayne County, and that's Detroit. That's black people, and it will be for Biden.
And you know what's going to happen this time? Let me tell you what I see happening right now. What I see happening is that still, with all the GOP voter suppression and oppression and depression of people in this country, they were unable to overcome us this time, because yep. we were alert. We were vigilant. We voted early. We were resistant. We did see their fucking court cases and legal battles coming. Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
Yep. And if you were wondering why Biden was still raising money, it's for the court battles. And I was glad that finally got said. They're like, the reason the Biden campaign was still fundraising is because they anticipate possibly needing a lot of money for court battles. Because remember, that was an issue with Hillary. Like, do we even have the ability to pay for these recounts, to pay for whatever? And which shouldn't be, that's another thing we have to look at in terms of changing.
You know what I learned last night? Mm-hmm. I learned that there was $1 billion of dark money mm-hmm. sent into Florida mm-hmm. alone to specifically target
yep.
the senior citizens.
And
people,
Latino senior citizen votes.
Latino votes. And here's the other thing about that. When we start looking, because I foolishly thought that we would have a blue wave, and that would, at least I didn't think that I wasn't going to have to work at this anymore.
Right.
I thought, but I did think,
there
Angela,
would be a stronger showing.
There would be a, Trump would be rebuked. And that we could have I'm talking a couple weeks of breathing room.
But yeah.
In this moment, that as a nation going, okay, we're all going to step forward together. It's going to happen. But the fact that we're not winning the Senate at this moment is upsetting to me.
Well, this is to me, this what the Senate being right now, it's at 47-47.
Yes.
If it stays tied and we win the White House, I'm cool.
Yes.
Right? It's looking like Susan Collins, she may survive this. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping not, of course. Tom Tillis, I think it was looking like, you know, Republicans might pull that one out, but we're not sure. It's possible, but it won't. If we do lead in the House, it's going to be one vote, which is enough. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll take it.
But it's not looking as clear and easy. But to me, that and how people voted day of, they really cemented for me what this election was really about. And I think all this time, you know, we've been talking about, is it a referendum on Trump's handling of the COVID virus or mm-hmm. not handling of it? Is it a referendum on his whole presidency, on his character, on his whatever? And I think, yet again, what this cemented for me is that the divisions in this country are not about policy.
That's right.
They are not about healthcare. They are not about even the economy. What they're about is racism.
Yeah.
Straight up white and black. Because what you see people voting, decidedly voting not only against their own interests,
mm-hmm.
but for what I believe that what the Republican Party and it started way before Trump. Reagan was the person I feel like really ushered in the era of tying your vote to your identity.
Yep.
You know, that suddenly that's when we started saying that, like, things like Democrats drink Coke or Pepsi, you know, like this whole, like, everything about you becomes tied to this identity.
Yep.
By mixing morality and by mixing religion, especially into the political
into
process.
The cult.
Yes.
Into the cult. And let me tell you, two things came to me. One thing I want to read to you guys that I wrote at 3 a.m. this morning. I was in a state.
So should it be? Will it be a lot of alliteration?
Yeah.
Lot,
oh, okay. Yes. Oh, yes. There will be. Yes, there will be, Angela.
3 a.m. verbiage.
Yes, there will be. First of all, I was like, why are we? Because I look at the trends of the world and what's going on. And I go, why are we experiencing X now? Why are we all watching The Vow and Seduced now? Mm-hmm. That's because Catherine, God bless her, Oxenberg.
Our new personal hero.
Our personal Love hero her. Gave us the blueprint on how to blow up a fucking cult.
That's okay? Right.
She showed us why you have to go in there and blow up the nest. Why we have to go in there and blow up the...
You
and
can't
I don't
just
mean,
pull a Doug Jones out.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And
right.
save him. You can't just pull a one person out.
That's
you've gotta,
right.
You've got to destroy the nest. And you, they're doing
that's right.
Because at the end of the day, what people are voting, what I see happening, what we've seen happening, and what I think we saw happen yesterday was people say, I don't care. I don't care if I die. I don't care if my neighbors die. I don't care.
That's right.
I don't care if the United States is laughed at. I don't care if I don't have a job. I don't care if the economy and the environment are ruined. What I care about is I will not have to deal with black and brown people in any positions of authority. Like that's like,
yep.
And I will be able to take away people's rights, women's
yep.
rights over their body. Like that is the referendum.
That was what they voted for.
Yes.
And this is what I wrote at 3 a.m. I said, it is official. Trump voters equal racist. To all my white girlfriends, the liberal Lizzo loving friends doing great in their jobs. You know who you are. When you have your wine with your Trump voting friends, know that you are shitting on me and the rest of this country. Know that this country is here in this place because of weak people like you. You give quarter to this ideology to survive so that you can have a laugh and some wine with that quote unquote friend who is great, except for they vote for Trump. You are trading the horrors of this administration for your personal comfort.
Yeah,
that is what you are doing. And no amount of phone banking, postcard writing
or
raising
us.
Your child. Right.
And I'm going to say this, or sending me a book to read.
That's
it's going
right.
to change that. I just, and I have to say that because the reality is what you never hear people say is, yeah, you know, you didn't hear this in the 30s and 40s. Yeah, you know, I'm not a Nazi. Okay, some of my girlfriends, we get together, we have wine.
Exactly.
They're Nazis, but we just don't talk about it.
Girl.
We just don't talk about it. Like, it's like, no. No, you support him. Fuck you.
That's right.
it. There's
That's
no quarter here. I'm done with it. And this idea, this is why I'm like, I don't even feel like those people are worth going for. I was talking to a friend of ours this morning and she was talking about going after certain voters and going and with the deal in Florida and the Latino, the older vote and the Latino vote and Cuban vote. I'm like, you know where I'm at? I think these divisions are not, these are the kind of divisions you don't go after the enemy. You can't. They're the enemy. That's how they see us. That's how it is. The reality is you can't get somebody to vote against themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of their identity and how what that is important to them. So putting money into that, I'm like, I think that is a waste of time. Where what we need to put money into is education of,
That's right.
of voters, young voters, unlikely voters, people who don't vote regularly, and getting that, because this country is actually overwhelmingly fairly liberal.
Yeah.
But getting all those people out to actually vote, and that's when people like 50 Cent and all these people are dangerous to me. The apathetic kind of people. Those are the people who are dangerous in that, not that they just pull enough of the people out of the process
That's
for
right.
it to be a problem. But don't waste your time on, I'm okay with babies being ripped from their mothers and put in concentration camps.
And
don't waste your time on those people because they are a fucking waste of time.
And I have to finish saying this too. Do not come to this podcast
Thank
or
you.
To these black women
Thank
to
you.
Cleanse your fucking
no.
soul
no.
ever again about how bad you feel about George Floyd, but you sitting over there drinking wine with that bitch.
No, you can't do it.
You cannot do it.
You know what makes me mad about it, too?
You cannot do it anymore.
You see the times that that the Republican Party has tried to use associations to bring down Democrats. Remember, the Weather Underground guy was in the same house at the same time that President Barack Obama was when he was senator, when he was running for president. And that just means he's... But you're allowed to hang out with straight-up avowed racists and nobody gets to judge it. Like, it's, you know, Jesse Jackson got in trouble for hanging out with what's his name? Oh my God.
Was it Farrakhan?
Farrakhan.
Yeah.
Yes. Farrakhan. They're like you don't get to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you, to me, that is what I, when I'm watching this, I'm like, yeah, because at the end of the day, and I'm not going to use the N word, but this is the sentiment is, if you're not better than an N word, what are you better than?
Yeah.
That is, I think that when you look at these results, that is what I see overwhelmingly. So I believe right now this morning, and we believe, and we're not alone in this, that Biden is going to win this.
Yes.
That we may even know that today. It's possible if the right states come in today.
At the worst, we don't know it till the 12th or the 13th. Because, and here's the problem, Trump whining about still they shouldn't be able to count votes after the election is the most ridiculous thing in the world, because some of these states have laws that said they couldn't even start counting them until Election Day. So, and especially, what is it? That's North Carolina, right?
North Carolina, yeah.
They have till November 12th. So, but here's the thing. If things go the way they look like they might go, and the way optimistically, the way we'd like them to go, we might not have to wait for that result.
Mm-hmm.
We might be over by at least by Friday. So if we don't know today, then it seems like we should know Friday. It is possible to not know till the 12th, but I don't think. But here's the thing I would say about that. It was only useful to the Democrats, to us, to our nation, to the world, actually, if we won in a blowout the first day.
Yeah.
The longer it takes now, the better. Not just because of that, more that means more votes are getting counted, and those are mail-in votes and absentee votes, which people believe are skewing largely to Biden and Democrats, but because anger dissipates.
Yeah.
Energy dissipates. And it is going to be harder to every day that this isn't. And I know it might feel like he's just going to rabble rouse, but people are tired.
Yeah.
They're tired. Everybody is tired. And nothing.
And they've all got COVID.
And they've all got COVID. They're going to have more of it in a week or two after these rallies. So everybody's tired. And I think that you know, if we get away from the heat of the day, we have less. And as far as I've seen, I haven't seen any, at least on the national level, not reporting like people drive around in trucks.
Yeah.
You know, now I've heard stories about some level of harassment, but by the time that, you know, the police or whoever caught there, it was over. Like, so I'm not saying it didn't happen. And obviously we know about all the shenanigans that we're going to find out about.
Yeah.
But to me, the thing that pissed me off all day yesterday, because I had to go out and do some errands.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a hurricane was coming.
Yeah.
People, first of all, the streets were way too busy with cars, people driving, and people were very not paying attention. Lots of fender benders, lots of not all that. And then I went in the store, and again, and it's been months since it was like this, paper towels out.
And
toilet paper
out. Yep.
And everything's boarding up. I'm watching every business. We live in the Hollywood area. Every business is boarded up. The grocery store was so boarded up, everything looked closed, and they had signs outside saying closed, but they were moving like, we're going to close early. This is what I'm not okay with. We have become a nerd to Trump and so many things during his presidency, and then we have to get back to what is okay. Not just what is normal, but what is okay with us. This is the United States of motherfucking America. We have not had the fears of widespread violence or lack of safety on voting day ever. Not in the Civil War.
That's right.
People worried about violence on to the point where people are closing businesses and boarding up windows. The fact that that's okay with us, that nobody, not one commentator yesterday was going, it's fucked up that we're all sitting here expecting problems and violence.
That's right. And we're afraid. And we're afraid of a war. And let me tell you who it's not coming from. I'm going to tell you, this is the thing that has got to fucking stop, and the line gets drawn here. Don't let these people sit here and say that on the left you've got Antifa. Fuck them.
Yeah, that's the most
bullshit.
Ridiculous concept in
because
the world.
I'm going to tell you who I see out there knocking people in the heads and doing this
beheading people.
And assassinating and making plans. That's on the right. That is your Republican bitch girlfriend you're having wine with. Her husband.
Thank you.
Those people. Those are the people who are making plans to kidnap and kill a governor. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people. I am done. I'm done with the lies.
Yes.
I am done with these narratives.
Yeah, don't come here for court. Safe harbor here. We are not a safe harbor for the lies.
Yes. But you know what, Angela?
What, Francis?
There's never been a more important time to have a supply of reliable respirator face masks.
That is the truth. From increasing group events to school reopenings to the approaching fall flu season, wearing a face mask is the first line of defense against getting sick.
And with continued wildfires in the West, which we know all about, which negatively impacts air quality across the entire nation, there is even more need for protection when you go outside.
The director of the CDC testified under oath before Congress that wearing a face mask was more important than getting a vaccine when it comes to reducing the spread of COVID in our country.
Only respirator face masks provide medical grade protection, and only FDA authorized respirator masks provide the quality required.
The NewDealShop.com has FDA-authorized respirator masks ready to ship now.
The NewDealShop.com has these medical-quality FDA-authorized masks, and every pouch comes with verifiable anti-fraud labeling.
That's right. Trust the masks medical professionals are using. Go to newdealshop.com and get FDA authorized, U.S. tested respirator face masks now with free immediate shipping for our listeners.
Bulk pricing is available so you can get the masks you need affordably and quickly.
Go to newdealshop.com now and get FDA authorized respirator masks.
Keep yourself and keep your family safer and healthier this fall.
That's the newdealshop.com.
And
you really need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know what? This season of giving thanks is upon us, Frances.
Yes, it is. The special day of turkey, family, and football will be here before you know it.
Before gathering with your family to share in your Thanksgiving traditions or doing it virtually, it's important to allow some extra time for you. The time you need to take care of yourself and look your best for your loved ones.
With Plexiderm, all you need is 10 minutes and you can look 10 years younger.
Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that gives your appearance the right kind of changes. Visibly reduce wrinkles, fine lines, and even under eye bags in minutes.
Plexiderm even works on laugh lines, number 11s, and crow's feet. Take up to 10 years off your appearance in less than 10 minutes.
It totally works. I use it.
Oh,
if I don't do anything else to my face, I put on my Plexiderm. Okay. The results will last for hours. You can relax surrounded by loved ones, knowing you're always looking your best.
Even better, Plexiderm doesn't involve any visits to a surgeon, and you can get it at a much better deal than anything you can get while waiting in line on Black Friday.
You can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit buyplex, that's buyplx.com/sexyliberal, or call 800-685-1292 and say code sexyliberal.
This order also comes with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Visit buyplex, that's buyplx.com/sexyliberal, or call 800-685-1292 and say code sexyliberal at checkout.
Do it. So as we await for more decisions, I think that one of the things, there are some things that that are to celebrate and at least take note of if we don't exactly celebrate them. New Mexico has become the first state to elect all women of color.
Yay!
To its House delegation. One of those is a Republican, but you know,
we'll take it.
So Democratic incumbent Representative Deb Haaland, she's a member of the Pueblo tribe. She won her re-election challenge. Democrat Teresa Ledger Fernandez, she beat out some Republican that we don't care about. It's a Republican, the one Republican woman won, who's a member of the Cherokee Nation, whatever, hater, whatever. She's Cherokee, that's nice.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the only state that had some historic firsts. New York, this is great. Democrats Mondaire Jones and Richie Torres became the first two openly gay black men elected to Congress.
Yay!
That's right. In Missouri, Black Lives Matter activist and nurse Cori Bush became the first black woman elected to Congress in the state.
Wow.
That is in Missouri.
State.
In 2020.
The state.
You go ahead, Cori. So that is wonderful. Hold that in your heart. In North Carolina, Madison Cawthorn, he's going to be the youngest member of Congress, which, you know, but he's 25 and he took the record from AOC, who was 29. One of the things I find interesting about this is, Frances will tell you, I say this all the time.
I'm going to pause for one sec.
Okay.
We had to have a puppy pause.
That's right.
Because a baby grabbed something.
Twombly came in the room and his mouth was blue. And while we appreciated the tip of the hat to the Democrats, I was like, why is your mouth blue? But we found it. All parts have been retrieved.
Yes.
Face has been wiped.
Yes. We're all right.
So we want to carry on with some of the things that happened that are first, that are important things to hold on to and wins, because I know there were some disappointments. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But in Delaware, Sarah McBride, and this makes my heart flutter with joy, will be the first openly transgender state senator in U.S. history.
Yay!
Also making her the country's highest ranking openly transgender official.
That's wonderful.
So those are good things. Now, we all wanted to see Mitch McConnell lose. I think knew that that was unlikely.
Yes, we knew that. But
he did have to go back and do some campaigning.
Yes,
they had
he
to
did.
Spend a bunch of money. And that also feels good.
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham, that one hurt. I was hoping to say goodbye to his punk ass. But here's the deal. I think if he runs again, he's out.
Well,
if they keep that organization up.
Yeah. Here's my thing. I was very upset about Lindsey Graham, and I'm going to tell you why. It's the same reason why I'm upset about $1 billion being thrown into Florida. Mm-hmm. We sent $100 million
mm-hmm.
to that state
mm-hmm.
to defeat that man, and couldn't.
Well,
and what we could have done Mm-hmm. The good, the thing that upsets me in the world, just in general, is the amount of money that we have to throw at our political discourse.
Well, we need election finance reform. You know, there shouldn't be dark money. There shouldn't be, you know, there should be all these things in place. But also what this has to be, this is Kentucky and South Carolina. These are not states that Democrats expect to win
right
at this point. So, but this, and I believe over the years, and like I said, I think the Obama sort of turned his back on the DNC, particularly for his first term, and didn't do the work that, as much as people may or may not like the Clintons are the reason that the DNC has survived.
Yeah.
And they, even with losing, have put efforts in and not being on any ballots into fundraising for Democratic candidates. I think what we have learned here and what I saw people talking about yesterday during the election is the importance of continued political activism and work from the local level, the state level. Those of you who went out and worked the polls, who made phone calls, who did phone banking, this is not when you're not done. You may be done for this election cycle, but that means come Monday or whatever day we know for sure, I need everybody to get, you're going to take some time off, and then you're going to go back into those offices. You're going to call your local Democratic Party offices. You're going to say, hey, what can I do to stay active and help keep organizing for the midterms? Because there are going to be more elections in 2 years, and we are not going to have a reversal, and we are not going to be worried about them.
No, we're not. And you know what else? I'm going to go one step further, and I'm going to make a personal plea here to what we do. One of the reasons why we're in this moment here is because we don't, on our side, have enough media. We don't have enough podcasts.
No.
Right. We don't have enough.
Well, people don't listen to podcasts
stations.
Enough.
We don't have our Fox. MSNBC has a very small market share compared to what Fox Nation does.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the deal. Please share us. Share people like us. Go to
Stephanie Miller.
Share Stephanie Miller.
Her Monday through Friday radio program.
Yes.
Progressive Radio was gutted, not because it didn't do well financially, but because the companies that own it are conservative. The families that own them are conservative, and they have conservative ideals, and they don't want you to vote, and they don't want you to know things. The fact that's why I've said it repeatedly throughout the COVID situation. Like, as much as it's easy to call people who refuse to wear masks and all that stupid, I say to myself, but if you look at only what they're looking at, local news, Sinclair News Group, or Clear Channel
Fox.
And Fox. If you look at the networks that they are probably, most people watch local news. They don't actually watch the cable news, period. And if you look at who owns cable news and the deregulation in those areas, what you see is that if I have to ask myself, if I was also surrounded by just that information, what would I think?
Yeah, and if I wasn't a seeker, if I was working, and here's, let me be
And I'm not going to be mad at people for believing when they see somebody in a suit with the CBS behind their head say something, I get why it's easy to believe it.
Exactly. And you know, I work hard all day. I go to my job. I sit down and I try to watch the local news for 20 minutes
before
but if I'm that person and I live in Iowa, what am I being fed?
Yeah.
What am I eating? What am I consuming?
I can't with the local news. First of all, my biggest issue with the local news is no matter what's going on, this is how local news always starts. You might be dying right now. And that's the last story they're going to tell you. And it ends up being about aging gracefully or something. It's like not even,
yeah,
you know, a story. But if you look at people's impression of what's going on is often all they get. They don't actually know. They just have impressions.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and it was good to see when President Trump, not great, but when President Trump at 2:30 a.m. decided to declare that he was a winner and we should stop counting votes because he's uncomfortable with the totals.
When has an American president?
Never.
We have to continue to say it. Never has he, from the White House,
and
have people clap for a coup.
And here's the deal. Conservative pundit Ben Shapiro tweeted, no, Trump has not already won the election, and it is deeply irresponsible for him to say he has. Fox News was critical. Chris Wallace said, this is an extremely flammable situation. The president just threw a match into it. Then former New Jersey governor and all-around asshole Chris Christie, a Republican who advises Trump and
is an idiot and lets himself be treated like shit by him. He said the president, he said he believed the president would regret that comment. He said, quote, it's a bad strategic decision. It's a bad political decision. It's also wrong and immoral. But anyway, former GOP Senator Rick Santorum on CNN, he said, quote, I was very distressed by what I just heard the president say. And this is, to me, the reason I don't care about those people, but the reason I repeat that is because here's the thing. He was also declaring at a time when he's behind in the Electoral College, so that it's ridiculous. But I think that right now what I see overwhelmingly the country and everybody doing is going, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, because even his supporters know, don't listen to him. Even his supporters know that it ain't over because he's full of shit and he just says shit. So, but this is the thing. That also kind of, I think what we were saying earlier, leads to us being a nerd to it and not calling this shit out as what it is.
That's right.
And about the acts of, I mean, this is a person who I believe should be charged with treason for many offenses.
Well,
not just the all the financial crimes we're going to find out about.
You should have heard me screaming to my husband this morning going, we have got to put this motherfucker in jail.
Yes.
The second, because here's the problem. If we don't blow up this nest, this mm-hmm. bitch's nest, mm-hmm. he will be back in 4 years. And he will
he'll be back in 2 years.
Oh, yes.
You'll see that reflected in the midterms.
In the midterms, you've got to put his ass away and anybody connected with him. And I mean, hard.
Also, can I just say also, when you commit crimes, you're supposed to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not.
And we've
not,
got to go day one, not, minute one.
That's, and there's a lot of crimes here that we're not even. I mean, when I was watching people talk about how the inaugural committee financed crimes alone for Trump, that alone, you know, is a completely fucked up situation that needs to be addressed. But when we look at all of the other things that have happened since then, with selling out U.S. troops for Russian bounties, mm-hmm. with trying to appeal to more than just the Ukraine to get involved in our elections and to try to make up fake scandals against perceived opponents. Like, there's a whole bunch of areas. But I think the reason I'm more calm today was that it didn't blow out in the thing that I think I was most afraid of was that it would be an overwhelming Trump. It would feel overwhelming, and yeah. It isn't.
Yeah.
You know, and in fact, we have very promising looks at the key states. And I think that we now, not only do I believe that we're going to be looking at Biden winning, I think that every minute that we wait, every minute that we're going forward actually is a minute that you should feel good about,
yeah.
because more votes are being counted, just technically. But on top of that, these are not, this energy dissipates. It doesn't, you know, usually. And I think that if we're especially, you know, hopefully it's this week, but it's going to be hard if many people predicted, if Biden comes away with 300 electoral votes, mm-hmm. it's going, I think it'll be hard to motivate a lot of people to be like, fuck you, we want Trump.
Right.
And to cause problems. Because that's the only people we're worried about.
Well,
that's
yeah.
the only people we're worried about.
And you know what? And this is one of the things that I have to say. Look at us as a country. Russia and China are laughing at us.
Mm-hmm.
Iran is laughing at us because we are the couple who is arguing at the restaurant
That's
in
right.
front of everybody.
That's right.
We can't agree to wear a fucking mask together.
Like,
we
can't. At our anniversary dinner, too. You
know what I'm
mean?
Saying.
Like, we're at the anniversary dinner. We invite everybody over there. And it's just, if you don't see this divorce, then you're stupid.
Then you're stupid. Okay?
You're like, and you're in your heart, you're going, how'd these people ever get married?
Exactly.
And that is my point, that this country, and we've noticed, and people have talked about it with the Black Lives Matter movement, with people getting a handle on something. All of my life, up until the last year or two, year really, I have had friends who have said what you were talking about earlier. Yeah, so-and-so, he's a little anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so-and-so, he's got a problem around women. Yeah, so-and-so, yeah, you know, he's a little bit sexist. Yeah, so-and-so, he's a little bit racist. He doesn't like foreigners, you know. And I think that we have allowed all of us, many of us, and especially white folks, hear me, you do have to draw the line,
yeah.
you know, I believe. And I believe there are things that are just right and things that are just wrong. And I know it sucks on sort of a theoretical or sort of ideological level to have to be like, family's supposed to talk to each other, but are they? Ask yourself, like, when you say yes to this, what are you allowing, as Francis very clearly stated, to flourish? And I think that we have to take a really hard look at what family actually means.
I'm not here to tell you not to speak to your family. But I'm here to tell you that you're going to have to talk to them. Well, you can't let this shit stand.
I'm going to tell you, you need to be clear. We all need to be clear about what's important and what's important to us.
That's right.
The hardest thing about having principles is sticking to them.
That's right.
And that it is very difficult and it can be very lonely and isolating. Mm-hmm. But I think about people who go through much more just to be who they are. I think about the transgender kid who can't ever be himself, you know. Yeah. And who just, you know, out here and fighting to just exist. I think about Cordell, one of our fans, who I thought about him a lot yesterday, who passed away due to COVID and who had a lot of dreams but had a really hard life.
Yep.
That he had a lot of things that, like, cards against him at jump. And I look at him and I think about how I just would never, I just don't want to dishonor the people who they lost their lives.
Yep.
And they didn't have to.
Yep.
You know, and.
And
because
anybody.
Because Thanksgiving might be uncomfortable. Fuck you.
And that is my point right there, Angela.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. But if you are concerned about your comfort level, I don't want to fucking hear about it.
You shouldn't be comfortable with racists. There's just no quarters should be given. It's just not okay. The reason these people are out and about and attacking people and 17-year-olds are assassinating people who are peaceful protesters in the street and the cops are allowing them to do it is because we have a president who calls for it and says it's okay. And you've been doing that. And if you've been doing that in your own personal life, it is time to stop.
Yep.
It is time to look at yourself. And I'm going to say it once again real quick. Dr. Fauci needs to fucking quit.
Yeah.
Like, I know people don't agree with me a lot about this, but I think every minute, hearing him even this week kind of come out and say, this is, we're poised in the worst position and all that, but still say, I have to be careful because they might not let me speak. How can they not let you speak?
You're a grown ass man. You're 80
you.
Years
You're
old,
a white man
bitch.
In America. How they going to not let you speak? I'm a cis straight white man with degrees. Shut the fuck up and get out there and do what you like. That's my feeling. I know a lot of people don't agree with that, but if you haven't seen that you cannot change within this administration, if you haven't learned that yet, the reason that a lot of this stuff hasn't happened that they want to have happen, the reason that they need that Trump to have a second term because he didn't get to push through everything they've wanted to push through is you.
Yeah.
It is not our representatives. It's not Pelosi. Yeah, they've done, but they have been responding to you. You, our listeners, all of you people, you have done the work. You have been the resistance. You have done it from day one. We marched against this motherfucker on the day after his inauguration. What happened yesterday is a reflection of our efforts.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that is our final word. You guys, I'm going to tell you again and again, and like Angela just said, you deserve just all the hand claps.
All of them. Give it to yourself.
We should be proud.
Be proud of yourself.
So proud of ourselves.
Do not despair. We've got some time here. Yes, it's going to take a minute, but that is not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a bad thing.
I'm Frances Callion.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
The Final Word.
And we want to thank our amazing production team, Gail and Laura, for sticking it out for us so we could do this for you in a more timely fashion.
The season of giving thanks is upon us. The special day of turkey, family, and football will be here before you know it.
Before gathering with your family to share in your Thanksgiving traditions, it's important to allow some extra time for you, the time you need to take care of yourself and look your best for your loved ones.
With Plexiderm, all you need is 10 minutes and you can look 10 years younger.
Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that gives your appearance the right kind of changes.
Visibly reduce wrinkles, fine lines, and even under eye bags in minutes.
Plexiderm even works on laugh lines, number 11s, and crow's feet.
Take up to 10 years off your appearance in less than 10 minutes. We have done it. Let me tell you something.
We love it.
I think we look like we're like...
almost teenagers.
Teenagers. Almost. All right. The results will last for hours so you can relax surrounded by loved ones knowing you're always looking your best.
That's right. For one of those quick pictures you don't even know somebody's taken. Even better, Plexiderm doesn't involve any visits to a surgeon, and you can get it at a much better deal than anything you can get waiting in line on Black Friday.
You can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit BuyPlex, that's BuyPlex.com/sexyliberal or call 800-685-1292 and say code sexyliberal.
This order also comes with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Visit buyplex.com, that's BUYPLX.com/sexyliberal, or call 800-685-1292 and say code SEXYLIBERAL at checkout.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.